This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Recently.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, walls of few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Well, folks, it is Flag Day, June 14th. Okay, Bradley, it's June 14th. Yeah, it's Flag Day. It's June 14th. It's the day after June 13th, right? 14 does come after 13. People are anticipating what's going to happen in Deerfield, Illinois, if they don't turn them in, because we're seeing state after state that are attempting to ban bump stocks alone are not turning them in, which is a great message to send to tyrants. It really is. Well, folks, I can live on this stuff all day. This is the kind of stuff that Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty can get behind, because it's right. A federal judge stood up hours before, as the clock was ticking, and hours before this gun ban was unconstitutionally and illegally to go into effect, hours before it went into effect, the judge blocks Chicago suburbs gun ban. He said, you can't take them. That's exactly right. Why? Because a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Because he understands what it means, infringe. It's a violation. Politicians don't have any lawful authority, nor delegated authority, to strip you, America, of your God-given rights. And by the way, neither do the police. A video was posted yesterday showing a former police officer naming many of his friends that are police officers that are telling the American people, we're not going door to door. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. What they're doing is illegal. As a matter of fact, this cop said, if the cops come to your door, it's time to start arresting the police. Well, that sounds crazy. No, it doesn't. Because no longer are they law enforcement. Now they become agents of the state, which makes them enemies of the Constitution of the United States of America. This guy was spot on. He was right on the money. Do you not realize, folks, by letting these politicians, these criminal politicians, war against your God-given rights, especially in this country, do you not realize that this may be the spark that creates a war in this country and nobody wants it? But I'm telling you this right now. The American people are not going to stand by. You can mark my words on it. They're not going to go down without a fight. They're just not going to. We're hearing it loud and clear from several states. There is no debate when it comes to the Second Amendment. And this judge from Chicago was spot on when he said, you can't take them. 0 hours was approaching for the law-abiding gun owners of Deerfield, Illinois. The village had banned the ownership of so-called assault weapons, which in reality meant AR-15 rifles and other firearms that carried a detachable magazine capable of holding 10 or more rounds. That's how Deerfield defined a so-called assault weapon. On June 13th, the anti-gun ordinance passed by the Chicago suburb would have gone into effect. It was essentially a gun ban, and there were no exceptions, say they, the little tyrants. It's either you turn them over, said they, move, or risk facing a $250 to a $1,000 day non-compliance fee. Oh, and by the way, the AR-15 and the other rifles, the anti-gun, as they call them, lefts, Find Scary were banned, but it also included scores of handguns. Magazines holding 15 rounds are not uncommon. Luckily, a circuit court judge blocked this law 24 hours from going into effect. And I want to reiterate the point that this police officer made. If someone was to come to your door, America, over 100 radio stations across the country right now are listening to me. And you need to understand, this police officer said that if they were to come to your house and ask you to give up your right to bear arms, no longer are they law enforcement agencies. They are now agents of the state, and they are enemies of the U.S. Constitution, which makes them enemies of the people in this country, we the people. People also need to understand, I played a piece the other day where a woman was talking to an individual that agreed to this illegal, unconstitutional gun ban in Deerfield, Illinois. And she said, so how do you suppose that you're going to enforce this gun ban? America, do you realize that not only is it illegal on the front what these people did in Deerfield, but do you know that it's also a violation of the Fourth Amendment for them to come to your house in an unlawful manner? It's a violation, folks. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Folks, just because someone calls themselves a representative of the people, it doesn't mean that they're always doing the right thing. And this, again, goes back to why I spend so much time reading off the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, which is all premised on the Word of God. This is why I constantly reiterate the point, friends, how important it is for you to know what the law says. So you know who's right and you know who's wrong. Hey, does anybody out there like bad cops? Nope, neither do I. Got a lot of friends that are cops. Got a lot of friends that are state troopers all across the country. They're all good guys. They're all constitutional sheriffs and police officers and state troopers. They understand what their job is and what they're to do and what they're not to do. And if they do what they know that they're not supposed to do, it doesn't make them good. It makes them bad. And they must lawfully be removed. I'm here to tell you, America, this is the kind of stuff that I can get behind. When a judge does his job, I'm telling you, I am rejoicing in spirit, because this is how the right is established. This is how righteousness and peace is established within the gate. When the judge actually makes reference to who we are and where it is that we came from and who it is that we are today, and he says, oh, no, you don't. What you're doing is illegal to the bad guys. And he tells the good guys, hey, I'm here to justify you, and I'm also here to condemn them. Now it's time for the people in Deerfield to kick them out lawfully. Article 2, Section 4. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know. It is a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We got with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. And my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. And or if you'd like to jump over onto our YouTube page, I believe that you're going to be glad that you did. Don't take it from me. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to referrals. Let them tell you. But the YouTube page is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Again, enjoy that page. Always showing you the issues, but always bringing about resolve. Getting away from circular reasoning where the dog is always chasing his tail, and for some reason or another, it's designed for him not to get a hold of it. And why is that? Because it keeps everything open-ended. We don't do that. Justice guards our liberty. Period. Cool. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Read it when you get a moment. As well, friends, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Period. Folks, interestingly enough, I shared with you last week, there's camps in Tucson. They're sex camps for kids. They're finding decapitated little people out in the desert. And for some reason, the Tucson police out there in Arizona are stonewalling those that are asking real questions. One thing you got to keep in mind, if you've never seen or read or taken the time to read Franklin cover-up case, always keep in mind whenever a child is abducted, kidnapped. Read 1 Timothy 1:7-2 when you get a moment. But whenever a child is kidnapped, abducted, sexually assaulted, it's interesting how the investigation stops when it gets to the FBI for the most part, over and over and over again. We're seeing these organizations, these bureaucracies actually protecting those that are committing crimes against the little ones. You can also cross-check me on going back to Boys Town in 1989. They did a video through Discover Channel where Congress paid them $500,000 not to air the program. It's called Conspiracy of Silence. You can see it online. And I'm telling you what, friends, this is just becoming an everyday event in this country. And I told the people, by the way, probably for the last 15 years on radio, what's going to happen once you open up this sodomy agenda in the United States of America, because, again, we've seen what was going on over in Canada, how they attacked the church, how they attacked homeschoolers, and then they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old over in Canada. And we've seen Barack Hussein Obama advocating it. We've seen who his illegal czars were, like Kevin Jennings and his icon, and his icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMA, which the FBI continuously spied on and infiltrated. And we also know that their slogan was sex before eight, before it's too late. And we also know that the homosexual communities want to convince the American people that that's not what it's about, but you judge them by their fruit as well. Now, saying all that to say this, we also know that there was an ICE investigation during Barack Hussein Obama's tenure. Illegal tenure, and we know that the DOD, Department of Defense in the United States of America, namely in the Pentagon, during an ICE investigation, Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke the story that there were over 5,000 members of the Pentagon, that worked at the Pentagon, the Department of Defense in the United States of America, were busted downloading child pornography. And, of course, Eric Holder, the criminal that he is, he said that they didn't have the resources to actually investigate. Nope, it's extortion. That's why these men in Washington, D.C. are doing what they're told, because they're extorted men, period. Just go again back to Boys Town and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. With that said, we've also highlighted Disney, Universal, SeaWorld for their pedophile rings. And their employees that they're hiring, even known sexual predators that are on notice in communities for their crimes. Disney still hiring these people. Well, I just talked about this last week. Now we have a nationwide bust on sonsoflibertymedia.com where they arrest more than 2,300 suspected child sex offenders. Now, you know what's crazy about all of this, friends, is not only are the American people, for the most part, hands down, given a pass to the governments to sanction the murder of children, now the American people are actually giving their kids over to a sodomite agenda in public schools, even in daycare. I remember when this happened and I told the American people, you haven't seen anything yet. You're opening the doors for the wolves to devour the innocent. I want to tell you clearly, and I want you to hear me clearly, that for those that offend a little child, you need to read Exodus 20. By the way, they just found a pedophile, a convicted pedophile. They just recently found him dead with both of his testicles cut off. This is just recent news, by the way. If you think it's bad out here that you don't want to get caught, pedophile, just rest assured, wait until you get into jail, because you probably won't make it past the first week. And it's a sad case scenario, but I think it's very telling, and I think it reflects those that you would call law enforcement in the United States of America that they actually have to wait to get to prison before they receive justice. How come they're not receiving justice from the said judges in the United States of America? How come the laws are being torn down to protect our children, America? It's because the American people let them do that. But do you know that Scripture tells us in Exodus 22 that if they had all cried out unto me, that their families will be left without kin? And he said, I will kill you with the sword, is what the Lord said. Well, in this particular case, concerning this man that was found dead with both of his testicles cut off, a convicted pedophile, well, someone sought justice, and it was the Spirit of God. Right? Oh, Bradley, that's just too far. Is it? You can't find it in Scripture. You can't find anybody violating a child in Scripture. And there's a reason for it, because people had enough common sense and walked in the fear of God not to even go there. Where we're at today, I never thought in a million years we would be here today talking about this right now. Never in a million years. Ask Grandpa and Grandma. They'll say, nope, never thought we'd be talking about this. It shows you how corrupt those that you call representatives are, because they're the ones, along with the CIA-controlled media, they are the ones that are responsible for advocating what God condemns. And the people just go along with it. Right? Listen to this in the New Testament. Luke 17:2, it says, "It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones." Why are people so adamant about offending children? You know what's crazier than that? Is the fact that we have people running for Congress that are known pedophiles. Why are they so emboldened, America, to go ahead and run for Congress? Matter of fact, I got some audio right here for you if you'd like to hear it. This is a Virginia candidate for Congress. Says he wants to make it legal, listen to this, for adults to have sex with children. I'm not making this up. Listen to this.
What about sexual relations with your own children?
Like, I would favor, like, legalizing incest.
Why is that?
Just because... personal freedom.
What about the children's rights? Wouldn't that be rape to have sex with a child?
Well, like with girls, I mean, I just believe that it should be for fathers to make those decisions.
It's for the fathers to make the decision. The guy, I'm looking at this sick-minded monster who's already guilty of the crime, by the way. If he's advocating for it, you know that he's guilty of it. He's running for Congress, America. He wants to make it legal for adults to have sex with their own children if they want to. Where's the FBI? Where are the cops? Hey, first and foremost, where are the people to stand up for these children? Where's the church? Where's the government? Why is this individual so emboldened to come out and say this is what he advocates for, and he's going to run for Congress in Virginia? Does this show, is this an exhibition of the weakness of the people in this country? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. He has been so emboldened to go ahead and do what he wants, because you know what? If you say anything to him, he'll call you a hater and a bigot. You know what, America? You better get used to it and start dealing with him so you don't have to hear him call you names any longer. The law says what the law says, and if you obey the law, these guys go to jail where they belong, at least. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back on the other side.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The Justice Department's Inspector General report revealed that former FBI Director James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct FBI business. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz also has some of the other news coming out of the IG report.
This is an explosive report. The FBI actually did know that foreign actors had penetrated and gotten classified information off of these private servers. Remember the whole timing. Initial drafts from James Comey, done well before this exoneration in July, they'd started drafting these things before they'd even interviewed Hillary Clinton. And then during their initial draft, what did they say? It was gross negligence. Then somebody came in and edited that and softened it up.
A new study from Ohio State University found that religious people live an average of 4 years longer than their atheist friends. The study analyzed 1,000 obituaries published across the United States since 2011 and found a correlation between faith and longevity. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want to. If you'd like to jump in and give us a call, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. Kicking the hell out and getting the heaven in, right? That's what the Holy Ghost does. He influences the world. One thing I forgot to tell you, spitting towards heaven. We were just talking about the crimes that are taking place across the country against children. Did you know that four denominations emboldened by Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration because the people failed to deal with him? The Sodomite advocating administration joining the ranks of the apostate in America, namely the United Church of Christ, that claims 1 million members with about 5,200 congregations. The Presbyterian Church USA and the Moravians, who voted to ordain gay clergy, as well as the Pentecostal Church International. Here's the problem. Again, this is where it always starts. It starts in the church. Look at the Catholic Church. And by the way, it's not just the Catholic Church. How many times have they been busted committing crimes of pedophilia against young people? And yet the parents are paid off, the victims are paid off, and then what the Catholic Church does is they take them and they move them to another church, another congregation. Oh, folks, the evangelical church is the same way. There's a ways from where I'm at right now, Coon Rapids, Minnesota, there was a pastor that was busted. And when he was busted, he confessed to violating 142 kids. in his church alone. You know what they did? Once he confessed this, they just moved him a couple miles away from where he was. This is why soft judges produce hardened criminals against our kids. Oh, my goodness. Let me remind you, and I want you to listen to me carefully, the guys that I know, you don't go there because there's going to be no time in court. I hope you understand what I'm telling you. There is going to be no time to meet in court. And you're seeing this more and more where the parents are beginning to take things into their own hands because they know that the courts are not delivering justice. They're slapping these criminals on the hands so they can go violate someone else somewhere else. Someone else and somewhere else. It's pretty crazy. It really is. Speaking of which, yesterday I was doing a little due diligence, and you know how over the last couple of days I've been talking about today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. They're worthless, friends. They really are. They've lost the definition, the pith and marrow of what it is to even be a conservative. But they're celebrating the rebirth of America. And I did a little more due diligence, and I was also talking about the false prophets and what they're saying today. And how they're telling you that you better get with the program concerning this new administration or else. That's exactly the words that were used. Well, when I went to this conservatives website yesterday, I wanted to kind of see where things were at because I was amazed that people still haven't figured this guy out. But now for some, let me put it this way. Somehow or another, he has now become an ordained preacher, anointed by God. I don't care about the ordainment of man, friends. God ordains men what they are. Man doesn't. God makes men what men are. And I want to tell you, ordained men of God, by God, they can't be bought off, and they speak the truth regardless of people like it or not, period. No matter how many people stand against him, as a matter of fact, the more that stand against him, the more that he's encouraged in the things of God. Well, this conservative, he's talking about, he gets on his program, I watched for about 10 minutes of it, and then he brings a friend on, and he's talking about, as a matter of fact, the very prophecies of this false prophet, one of them, that I'm calling out. And by the way, I spent much time bringing it to Scripture to show you what false prophets do. Real prophets preach out against sin and the sins of a nation, friends. These guys ain't doing none of that. But this conservative picked up on this false prophet. Now he's taking him on. Siding with him, and that's where, as a matter of fact, where his celebration and rebirth of our nation comes into play. And when I seen it, it's like, there it is. Yep, I knew something was up there. Both of them are saying that America is not under judgment. Whoa, really? Wow. Both of them are saying that the structures in society are being judged, but the people aren't. Well, who tolerates the structures? God works through his church, the people, to establish righteousness and peace through judgment, through the enforcement of his commandments. But what they're teaching people to do is don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. God's going to take care of all this. Really? Wow. Yeah, you know, no matter how bad you are, no matter what you tolerate, God's just going to take care of it. He's going to show more mercy to this nation that has rebelled against him every step of the way. I want to tell you something. Beware of false prophets. Beware of those that call themselves conservatives. I shared with you yesterday, I had people kicking up against the goats concerning a post that they had posted comparing Donald Trump to Cyrus. Isaiah 45. Not one time did they tell me what the Word of God said. Every time they were combating me, they were using the words of the false prophets and the conservative, the self-professed conservative of the day. And both of them are telling you, America, that America is not under judgment. You know, I've heard it said before, if God doesn't judge America, then he better apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And speaking of which, and I speak as a man when I even make reference to that. But, you know, what I want you to hear is, when you look to Sodom and Gomorrah, why was Sodom and Gomorrah judged? Sodom and Gomorrah was judged in Jude 1:7 for, listen carefully, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. This is in the New Testament. Whoa, that's pretty crazy. I didn't know that. I mean, these people act like God doesn't see everything. And keep in mind, in bringing this into this conversation, is God angry with the wicked every day? Psalm 7, Psalm 11, you better bet your bottom dollar. God is angry with the wicked every day. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and they do nothing. And they do the wrong. Who's an accomplice to the crime? Both parties. Because apathy defines the very crime of being an accomplice in which I'm speaking even now. These people are saying that God is not judging the nation. When I went to Leviticus 26 the other day and Deuteronomy 28, I clearly pointed it out. Then let me ask you something. Is God a liar in these people telling you the truth? No, God is not a man that he should lie. I mean, King James Version, Jeremiah 16, 17. For mine eyes are upon all of their ways. They are not hidden from my face. He said, they're not hidden from my face, neither is their lawless deeds hid from mine eyes. Their lawlessness comes in the fact that they allow the unlawful in tyrants to do the things that they do, while they do nothing. I'm just here to tell you, America, you better be careful with what you're listening to right now. Because you have a whole bunch of people going one direction right now, and it's unscriptural. Read Deuteronomy 13. Read Deuteronomy 17. When the law is upheld and magnified against the crime, we're going the right direction. But when you have these people that don't even make reference to the Word of God, folks, and they say, the Lord saith, or thus saith the Lord, you better back up. Because oftentimes false prophets will tell you no when they should be telling you yes, and they're telling you yes when they should be telling you no, which, by the way, doesn't mean they don't have the gift. It's just the message they're receiving. They have uncircumcised hearts. They have unregenerated hearts. And the way they hear, they're hearing from the spirit of the world rather than the spirit of God. And Jesus said clearly that he was the shepherd of the sheep. And he said that the sheep know my voice. And the voice of strangers they will not follow. And you have a whole lot of people out there right now following the voice of a stranger and pointing to a man saying, follow the man rather than the Christ. And nowhere in any one of these audios have I heard them take responsibility. The message is not God is blessing America. God has blessed America. Now America, bless God and repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Period. That's the message. Not one time have I heard any one of them say any of it, nor have I heard them condemn sin anywhere. The only thing I keep hearing from these people, this is what God's going to use Donald Trump to do. This is what God's going to use Donald Trump to do. This is what God's going to use Donald Trump to do. And what's the message? Go back to sleep, America. And guess what the American people have done? They've gone back to sleep. Right on cue. Right on cue. These people are running in contrast to the Word of God headlong into hell, and they want to bring as many people with them as they can. And guess who they are? Those that profess to be the patriots and the Christians and the conservatives that don't even know what the Word of God says, friends. And they will fight you tooth and nail. They will fight you tooth and nail. And they will act like they got it all going on when in fact they don't know a thing that they're saying. I seen a post the other day with a bunch of people's heads stuck in the sand. I said there's nothing worse than when you talk to people that actually think they know what they're saying is true, when in fact they don't. That is the mass majority of this country today. Easily, hands down. 1-866-582-9933. Got a special guest coming up right on the other side. Just happens to be my son.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just kind of shooting from the hip today. It's been a good show for me today, and I'm glad to know. And, of course, that's why we are still here, is because there are people out there upholding that Constitution because they understand the price paid for our freedoms, magnifying the laws against the crimes. And that's how we started the show off today concerning what's going on in Deerfield. And I totally appreciate him. And if some... by chance he may be listening to this, I just want to say, God bless you, sir. That's why we're here today. And we can do this together. And he knows that as well as I do. You know, one of the things we spend a lot of time doing in ministry is the message across the country is always show people the price paid for their freedoms. That will bring about the resolve concerning America's sins before God through repentance, of course. 2 Corinthians 7:10. But with that said, all my guys, all my kids want to be Navy SEALs. They want to be Marines. They want to be a part of the Delta Force now. And the reason they want to now be a part of the Delta Force is because of Randy Shugard and Gary Gordon, who were two heroes in Black Hawk Down. So what I did is I wanted to bring in my son. And I want him to kind of convey to you, after watching Black Hawk Down, we watched some documentaries on it. as to what he took away from watching those two heroes, because it doesn't get any better. Every time I think of these guys, it always gets me this way. But Randy Shugart, Gary Gordon, doesn't get any better than those guys, let me tell you. And I could go down the list of guys that I admire that way. Heroes, real heroes. But I got my son here. He's 10 years old. Oh, he's 12. My goodness, he's looking at me. Dad, I'm 12. Well, Judah, go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
Okay, so after we watched Black Hawk Down, what is it that you took away from Black Hawk Down?
Oh, well, it was a raid that was supposed to take no more than a half hour. It was with the Army Rangers and the Delta Force. Their mission was to capture Idid and his top officials, but what threw the mission off is when an American Black Hawk went down, and then the whole mission changed, and they had to get the guys that were left alive out of there.
Yep. And then another Black Hawk went down, and it seems like, well, yeah, the whole mission was thrown off. They lost the initiative, the general said. And so what they thought, by the way, the Americans, when they went over there, they thought it was just going to be a simple mission to go get this warlord, we're told, right? Idid, that Judah's talking about right now. And once the first Black Hawk went down, again, that destroyed the initiative. Now it was, we got to go get our guys because we're not going to leave any of our guys back. And then the second Black Hawk went down. What happened after that?
Well, then Gary Gordon and Randy Shugart wanted to go in and save the guys that were left alive. And then they let him in, and then they ran over to the crash site and both died in the process, but saved Michael Durant, the pilot of the aircraft.
Does it get any better than that? I mean, is that not the very definition of heroism? Is that not the definition of real love? John 15:13 is, greater love is no man than this, than a man laid down his life for his brother. As a matter of fact, even before Randy and Gary asked for permission to be dropped down, the general said to him, make clear as to what you're asking me for.
Yep, and they told them right what they wanted. They want to go down and set up a perimeter until ground forces arrive.
That's exactly right. And there was hundreds of them there that were actually trying to take out that which was left. As a matter of fact, the Somalis even took Randy Shugart's body and Gary Gordon's body, and they began to drag them through the streets of Somalia after they were killed. But I think what we take out of this more than anything is that they were willing to actually stand up. And, you know, even if they knew within themselves it was a suicidal mission, they still knew that Michael was going to come home if they were willing to sacrifice themselves for him. And that's exactly what they did. And I just don't think that there's many out there like that. And if we could get back to understanding, again, the price paid for our freedoms and take a little of that, because whenever you see that kind of love, friends, that's always the love of Christ that shed his blood as the propitiation of the sins of mankind on Calvary. Because he died for the sins of the world, and what did Randy and what did Gary do in the natural sense? They were willing to do the same thing for their brother so he could come home. Wasn't it interesting when we were watching the documentary, Judah, and Michael Durant said that everything that he's done since he's been back after realizing the price that Randy Shugart and Gary Gordon actually sacrificed for his freedoms to come home. Wasn't it interesting when he said that everything he does, he raises the bar on it now to do it better?
Yep, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, what do you want to do? You want to be in the Delta Force? Is that what it is? Marines,
well,
what?
Well, most likely the Marines, because okay. It's very honorable and they sacrifice themselves still for their buddies.
Does that have anything to do with the fact that we have a friend that's in the Marine that kind of has some pull over there, like at Camp Pendleton? And
yep.
That you think so? It's also important for us to understand it, because I talked about this throughout Black Hawk Down. We got to keep in mind, we have to know what's inside of that Constitution, namely the enumerated laws, to know why we're going to war, right?
Yep.
Because just because we say it's an honorable war, we need to know if we're doing the honorable thing in that war by magnifying the laws against a criminal in a third world country. But the fact of the matter is if you really look at it and call it for what it is, we really didn't have any business over there.
Yeah, not really.
Not really. But we were over there, and then what happens, they reported back to the Americans about how bad that guy was and how the sacrifice of 18 of our innocent boys went over there and did their biddings to do what they thought was honorable. I honor the military, but they go over there and they do what they're told to do, and then later on oftentimes find out that it was really an unjustifiable war. So what were we doing over there in the first place? So, in other words, what I'm saying is, my children, they're going to go into the military, they're going to be SEALs, they're going to be Marines, they're going to be in the Delta Force, they're going to know who they're fighting for. They're going to know the laws that they're magnifying. Because if it's an unconstitutional order, then my kids are going to stand against those that are giving the unconstitutional orders. Because my kids are not going to go to war in an unconstitutional fashion. Because there's innocent people in third world countries that are being harmed by unconstitutional orders. Either way, rather if it's coming from us to another country or another country doing it to us, it matters not. We obey God here. And as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Were you going to say something, Steph?
No, I was going to say the point of what you made, you know, going back to John, greater love has no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. When you're looking at Gary and Randy, and they willfully knew what they were asking. That's why the general had them repeat again what they were asking. He said, do you realize that I cannot guarantee when ground forces will arrive, and I cannot guarantee how long that will be? Do you understand what you're asking? And even though with that in their mind's eye, knowing that there was probably thousands, I mean, because the whole city or country, whatever, was in an uproar. And so when they knew that, listen, I'm basically giving up my life right now to save my brother's life, I mean, you can't talk sacrifice or courage.
Do you see that? Do you see that very often being in ministry? I see it more in the world than I do in the church. Easy.
Yeah, it's so interesting to watch when you look at, you know, documentaries or real life stories of it. Let's look at the military, because that's what we're talking about right now. But these men do not claim to be Christians. Many of them, they just, you know, they do what they do. But they are willing to sacrifice their life and not leave any of their buddies there, they call them comrades, behind, because they know that that is their love that they have for each other, and they can trust them. You know, they can trust each other. Now,
they
you
do.
Take that to the church, it's like, hey, can I get help moving? Oh, brother, love you so much, but I've got, you know, so many things I'm doing Saturday. And this,
the simplest thing.
You know, can you give me a phone call back? Can you keep your word? The things that we're seeing in the church today with lack of integrity, when you take that over, and the military has so many different biblical truths and examples that they follow, you know, that others may live. You look at the pararescue. You look at all these different branches of the military. What are their models? Their models are all about losing their life to save others, and that's a totally Christian perspective. Look at what Christ did for us. He laid down his life for us. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And look at his love, and greater love has no man than that.
Semper fidelis, always faithful.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
So Christ is our main example. He's, like you say, the veteran of veterans. He's the one that we always lay before us. But when we look at these real-life examples, you know, when you walk in different places, and for us, you know, people, we've been to many places where there have been stars or famous people, and when you actually see a military guy walking through in uniform, those are the guys we want to honor, and those are the guys that are famous to us, and those are the guys that are willing to lay down their lives that we want to say, hey, thank you for your service. You know, and I'd also like to say, for those of you who are listening and you're saying, yeah, you know, I feel the same way, please support this work and what we're doing, because that's what the heart of our ministry is. The heart of our ministry is to seek and save that which is lost, and every day, spiritually speaking, we are laying down our lives and our families' lives to be able to say, you know what, this is above who we are, this is above our comfort, this is above how hard we work, this is above anything, because we want to go out there and reach people who are just like those of you listening and say, boy, had I not heard the truth, I don't know where I'd be. We got to do that same thing for other people. So,
and it's got to go further than lip service. That's
absolutely
why we're always out there. We're going to be in...
Yeah, we're going to be in Alexandria Area Tea Party coming up here July 10th. We're also going
to
be
Minnesota.
In Minnesota. And then we're also going to be in Wisconsin, in Amory, Wisconsin, coming up here on Thursday the 28th. And then we've got the Minnesota State Fair for those of you who are in Minnesota. Please check out our booth at the grandstand. We'll be there 12 days straight, seeking and saving that spot. And I have to say a very happy birthday to Mr. Bradley Dean, who has his birthday today. So happy birthday to you, and thank you for doing what you do. We love you.
Well, that's the show, friends. Love you by what we do. First down, 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.